The plan is quite good. It was put together by a lot of interested bodies and agencies, and it won't be a good plan, but it needs to be resourced. What we need now is for the council now to step up to the plate. They need to put in place a plan in relation to providing further emergency accommodation beds. And they also, I believe, need to put in place clinics to deal with those increasing numbers who are finding themselves homeless.
In terms of the provisions of the plan, what's the proportion in terms of specific policy against aspiration? Because very often plans like this, they can be heavy on aspiration, but a lot lower on specific policies and specific plans.
I think the right policies are there. It's about providing support and pathways back from homelessness to being back to having a roof over your head. But what's needed is for that to be resourced. Our housing department within council are already overburdened with the amount of housing issues that we're dealing with, not least of all the MICA situation. And now we have a growing number of homelessness due to high rents, shortage of private and social housing. So what we need is, rather than someone just present themselves on the day they're homeless, that we would have in place a number of staff members who would be there to hold homelessness clinics over a period of a couple of months that the eviction letters are there for, to help try and support and identify pathways back into proper homes for those who are going to find themselves homeless in about 2 months' time.
In the short term, you're looking at putting a roof over someone's head. In the long term, you're looking at providing long-term sustainable social housing. That's going to mean a major building programme. We've heard some good news about houses being built in Donegal. We need a lot more of those, plus probably more turnkey as well, realistically.
The council have a good enough plan in relation to provision of social housing, but it's not happening at the minute for whatever reason, whether it's a lack of resources or monies to begin, or indeed the lack of builders. But we need to up our game. We need to start building more social houses, and we need to free up, and banks need to understand this, that there's many people out there who in the private sector that wish to build houses for sale in the private sector. They need to be supported and resourced with the loans which are necessary. So it's like a perfect storm here for us at the minute. We haven't enough social housing. Private companies, contractors can't get the monies to build the private houses that is needed. And then we have the high rents, which are now being raised by landlords, and of course the end of the eviction ban notices, which all is now leading to, and undoubtedly will, more people present as homeless. We have not got the emergency accommodation available, we have not got the social housing, and the private market is all but used up.